Central New York Congressman John Katko says so far the evidence laid out in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump does not rise to the level of an impeachable offense. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Katko says it all goes back to a July phone call where Trump asked the Ukrainian president for an investigation into Trump's political rival, Joe Biden.
Katko says one can quibble if Trump should have made that call or said what he said.
I would have avoided that call if I was in his position, but that doesn't mean you throw the guy out of office for it.
Katko says he's concerned about hearsay, that much of the testimony from witnesses during the impeachment inquiry was second or third-hand information. But on Wednesday, Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, testified that there was a quid pro quo and he had direct access to Trump. Sondland said the Ukrainian president intended to open an investigation in order to unlock a meeting with Trump and hundreds of thousands of dollars in U.S. aid.
But then I heard some conflicting testimony afterwards, so I'm trying to balance it all out, which you have to do.
Sondland did testify that no, the president never told him personally about any preconditions. The aid was eventually released and no investigation into Biden was ever announced. Katko says more evidence could still come out and he's keeping an open mind. The House Intelligence Committee will submit a report to the House Judiciary Committee, which will decide whether to draft articles of impeachment. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.